You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Today's edition is powered by TD Ameritrade. When it comes to investing, each of us does it in our own unique way. From TD Ameritrade's award-winning technology to personalized guidance, they have everything you need to invest on your terms. Visit tdameritrade.com/ytda to get started. There's a stupid, simple, wonderful new way to make Google Docs by Brian Barrett. Look, we won't waste your time here. There are more important things going on in the world, but if you use any of Google's G Suite products, you'll be glad you read this. You know how every time you want to create a new Google Doc or spreadsheet, you have to go into Google Drive and then click New, and they click on what kind of file you need, and the whole time you're just thinking about all the other better things you could be doing with the 6 seconds it takes to click those clicks? Good news! You don't have to do that anymore. Instead, just type in doc.new, or sheet.new, or slide.new, or form.new if you're an edge case or whatever. And behold, a new file will unfold before you. It's not just those. Variants also work, like sheets.new or spreadsheets.new. And yes, it's a very small advance, but these days, even the little wins are worth celebrating. There's no real magic to this. Google's just taking advantage of the .new top-level domain registry, which it has operated since 2014 through its Charleston Road Registry subsidiary. A TLD is the part of the URL that comes after the dot. In its application at the time, the company said potential uses may include but are not limited to applications such as media, tvshow.new, authorname.new, and marketing campaigns, cheerios.new, shampoo.new. The .new GTLD will provide a new mechanism whereby businesses and individuals can differentiate their content by signifying that their offerings are new. The application later continues. A little on the nose, but useful. In one sense, using .new as a shortcut for G Suite files also serves as something of an advertisement. The company said in a very brief blog post that it plans to open up its fancy TLD to everyone next year. Which is to say, as useful as the Google Docs shortcut is, brace yourself for the shampoo ad sites to come.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.